Have a look at this morning at teachers. Yeah, they've just had some holidays recently and some interesting thoughts on why teachers teach. From the Australian Catholic University and the Learning Sciences Institute, Professor Claire Wyatt-Smith has got some thoughts on that with the studies that were just done into this recently. Good morning, Claire. My thoughts straight away would be the 12 to 14 weeks paid holiday. Yeah, that would be the reason why everyone gets into teaching.
Good morning to you and the listeners. I have to say that's one of the biggest myths that's been busted from this study. In fact, the attractiveness of the holidays is not at all a motivator. We have some clear motivators coming from the study, but holidays didn't feature prominently at all.
Well, there we go. So all the parents would be saying, you know what, let's just chop it back to about 4 to 6 weeks so we can have a break from the kids at home. What were some of the findings of these studies, Claire?
Well, we did a large survey study, and what we found is, in fact, the strongest attractor for people in their selection of teaching as a career choice is what we'll call the intrinsic career value and their sense that of their teaching ability and commitment to shaping the future of children and adolescents.
So
subject interest also featured more prominently for men, and that's a particular significance for us.
So it is good that the main reason that teachers are teaching is they do want to make a difference. But can you explore for us, Claire, some of the differences between why guys go into it and why some of the ladies go into teaching?
Well, I think the critical finding for us here was that 86.8% of our cohort, males and females combined, indicated that they intended to remain in an educated-related field. So that's if we ran a ruler over most other professions, would we find 86.8% of people wanting to stay? The attractors for males and females, what we saw coming through was, especially for males, subject interest is very important in their consideration. They report that if they're interested in teaching particular subjects, and hence when we're looking at teaching in the primary years, where there is a clear need for us to attract more males into teaching, the current government policy move in initial teacher education to introduce specialisations for all teachers, including primary teachers, is a very important development in the country, because it means males who would have considered teaching and said, look, I really want to teach maths, or I really want to teach science, or I want to teach a language, or I want to teach English, may have said, oh, well, look, therefore I have to be a secondary teacher, because that way I can teach my subject specialisation. Going forward, they'll be able to pick a subject specialisation in becoming a teacher of primary years as well.
Well, that is some good news, because like you said, as it is, that we've got, by the sound of things, more men are wanting to go into high school teaching for the reasons you've outlined, but at the primary school and infants, we're sort of getting more ladies. Going to put you on the spot, Claire, being a professor yourself, you've obviously gone in and had a whole career of educating. What were some of your reasons for jumping in?
I actually was fascinated by young people's learning, and I wanted to understand how young people learned, the barriers to learning. And I actually came out of a decade-long period of teaching in schools and was particularly fascinated by how teachers made judgments of student achievement, new standards.
Well, it seems like you're in the right part to continue that work on at the moment. Thank you for your time and clearing some of those up, and particularly busting the myth that it's not all about the holidays, Claire.
And no, it's definitely not about the holidays. It's not even about, I can tell you, salary is not a disincentive.
There you go. Okay, some interesting thoughts. Thank you for your time with us, Claire.
Thank you.
From the Australian Catholic University, Professor Claire Wyatt-Smith on some of the reasons why teachers teach. Some interesting thoughts there. 9:25 at 2 NURFM.